It's time for our Warrior of the Week from Vance Air Force Base, and in the studio, Senior Airman Cedric Sevion, Jr. Did I get that right?
Yes, sir. You did. Yes, sir.
Can I just call you Cedric because it's easier?
Sir.
Now we're, okay, just making sure. You're in the 71st Security Forces Squadron. What do you do out there at Vance Air Force Base?
I'm a BDOC controller. That stands for Base Defense Operations Controller. Basically, I just take over the radio, I command and control, and I dispatch patrols to emergency situations.
Gotcha. So it could be anything from as bad as a plane crash to somebody
medical emergencies. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Sir. In-flight emergencies, all type of stuff. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
How active of a place is Vance Air Force Base day-to-day, just on average? I mean, is it a busy job?
No, sir, it's not a busy job because it gears more towards the pilots, but mm-hmm. the pilots make up the base, so
sure,
they're doing that throughout the whole day, Monday through Friday.
Gotcha. Now, you're from Montgomery, Alabama.
Yes, sir.
So there's going to be a little bit of a culture shock, I would think, from Montgomery, Alabama to Enid, Oklahoma, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Bit. I'm used to the city life. It's kind of the country out here, but yeah. I'm used to it now.
Have you? Because you've been here for a while. Yes, since, sir. Since 2017.
November 2017, yes, sir.
You're acclimated and then some. So you've essentially your entire career, except for some early on basic training, is right here in Enid.
Yes, sir. I also deployed also. So okay. I had a break from this place, but.
Okay. Where did the Air Force send you?
I was overseas in the Middle East.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Right. It's a deployed location.
So they didn't send you to like the islands or someplace sunny and nice vacation spots or anything?
No, sir.
Yeah, it's
no,
kind of military is weird about that. So let's go back to the BDOC controller thing. And I see here in the notes that a while back you did a Vance exercise.
Yes, sir.
It was a mock airplane crash, correct?
Yes, sir. It was last week.
Okay, last week. Yes, what sir. All did that entail? And keep in mind as we say this was all a mock exercise.
Yes, sir. It's a fake plane crash, basically. So basically, it happened at Kegelman Auxiliary Airfield.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, the plane just crashed. I had to dispatch my Romeo 1 unit. That's our flight line unit. They come up there, they get the sat phones, they get the keys for Kegelman Airfield,
mm-hmm.
and they drive to that location. And from that point on, I'm doing a cordon. So for plane crashes, we do a 2,000 foot cordon.
Mm-hmm.
We set up ECP, that stands for entry control point, and traffic control points. I get in contact with their county up there at Kegelman. I think it's called Alpha
yeah,
County.
Yeah, Alpha. It's actually next to the Salt Plains Lake for people that are local. It's right there. So.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. sir. And so I get in contact with them. I kind of simulate, you don't really call mm-hmm. them. But after that, I'm just running my QRC. So I'm calling a million people,
mm-hmm.
and I'm up-channeling stuff to a master sergeant I work with.
Gotcha.
He's in the EOC, emergency operations.
So a lot of people don't realize this. If there's an emergency advance, and we haven't had one in a long time, but
thank God.
And the media's right in on that too. We coordinate. We know what we're trained. We're told what not to ask, and we respect that. But you guys, it's like juggling a gigantic because you got the military side, you got the civilian side, and all the public that you got. There's a lot of. So apparently, according to the report, you handled it.
Yes, sir. That
was magnificently. My first
one. Yes,
so,
sir.
All right. Well, good for you.
Thank you.
So now, Cedric, let's look ahead to your future. You're just getting started in the Air Force, but where do you want to go with your career? What's geographically and just yourself as far as education and stuff? What's your goals?
Currently, I'm pursuing my CCAF, so I'm about 6 credits off. And after that, I don't know if I want to for sure chase my bachelor's degree or get a degree in one of the STEM fields. But geographically, I want to go to, like, California, back overseas.
Okay.
Pretty much anywhere. I'm open right. anywhere.
Awesome. Awesome. Sure. I'm glad you're on our side. He likes reading and working out, learning new things, which is cool. Sure. But the one thing, and I'm on board with you, the one thing you'd like to see Enid have, what's that?
Texas Roadhouse.
A Texas Roadhouse. I think we could all agree. Maybe one of these days. Cedric, thank you so much. Appreciate your service, and it's good to meet you, man.
Yes, sir. Good to meet you, too.